I am Ashley Terry. This is the interview with Wanda Hill for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done on February 10th, 2012 at the University of Arkansas, Division of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service in Conway County. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes.
First, I'd like for you to give us your legal name and spell it, and then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Wanda Hill, Wanda Boston Hill, and I live in Conway County.
And can you spell your first and last name for me?
Yes, ma'am. W-A-N-D-A-H-I-L-L in Conway County.
Okay. Wanda, this is going to be a very informal interview, and we just want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Club, the good times and the challenges. So what has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program?
Well, I have been associated with the Extension Program since I was a child, when my mom took me to the meetings, and I was born in 1930, so I'm sure I started going to the homemaker program since I was about 1935.
Okay, so you've been pretty much almost a lifelong member.
Almost all my life.
So yes. You learned about the Extension Homemakers Program through your mom, correct?
I did, and Ms. Rogers was our home economist at that time.
How interesting. So what was the first club with which you were associated with?
Well, the first club that my mom took me to was a Jacklet. It was called a Jacklet Club.
Jacklet? Mm-hmm.
And it was, we were just about 5 miles out of Marlton. And I remember Ms. Rogers was our home economist. And then we moved to Overcup. And it was known as the Overcup Community Club. And now it's known as the New Horizon.
New Horizons, okay.
Yes.
So about how many members do you think were in that first club that you attended with your mother?
There were several. I would say 8 or 10 at first, because we were close to Marlton, and we had several from around, and then in the Jacklet community too there.
So during that time, do you think that a lot of people participated in Extension Homemaker Clubs? Was it something that was very popular, you think, with of mothers
yes.
and stay-at-home moms?
Yes, and there wasn't many mothers that worked back then. We mostly were stay-at-home mothers, and we enjoyed the Extension Homemakers. Well, it wasn't Extension Homemakers. It was Home Demonstration Club. Mm-hmm. So there were several that went and joined the club that back then.
Okay, so are you presently a club member? And if so, give the name of your current club, the county, and the current district.
Well, yes, and I am a member of the New Horizons Club, the one that I joined back several years ago when we changed from Overcup to New Horizon.
Okay, so most of the time you've been a part of the New Horizon
Club. New Horizon.
And that is part of the Ozark District, correct?
That's right.
Do you have any special remembrances of the first meeting with your New Horizons Club as an official member?
Well, we changed the name. It was changed from Overcup to New Horizons, and I remember the day we changed the meeting that we voted it was voted to change because we picked up new members from all over the county. And they didn't want it to be just Overcup Club. They wanted it to be a different name, so we chose New Horizon.
That's very interesting, and a very interesting choice of names to actually name the new club. So you talked about that you joined because your mother was a part of Extension Homemakers, but why do you think that you have continued your membership?
Well, Ashley, I know I have enjoyed it, and because I got to meet new members from all over the county, and I learned so much about cooking, sewing, and all of those things that I needed to know as a homemaker.
Right. So how involved have you become with Extension Homemakers? Have you been in any offices, any different types of committees, or what are some of the special responsibilities that you've held?
Well, I've helped just about all the leadership committees and all that we have had. And I was also a 4-H leader for about 12 or 15 years when my children were all grown up. And that was out in the Overcup 4-H Club and all the county offices. So just about all of them I have.
Is there anyone in particular that you've enjoyed more or you think you work best with?
We had several back when we changed from the Overcup Club to the New Horizon Club. I know there's a couple that's deceased right now that I really enjoyed being with. Mm-hmm. Wanda Laster was special to me. And I can't remember just who our county agent was back then. But they've all been really helpful, mm-hmm. and I've enjoyed most all of our members.
Okay. Do you hold a current position now in your club? Do you hold an office in your club now?
I'm just treasurer.
That's a good position to hold.
I get to take care of the money.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a state meeting every year. Have you attended any of those state
meetings? Yes, I have. Yes.
Do you remember when your first one occurred?
It's been, 6-7 years ago. I haven't been going recently because my husband was sick and mm-hmm. and I didn't want to be gone. So,
are there any special things that you remember about going to the state meeting or any type of memory that you can think of?
I remember the meetings and learning some of the crafts. Mm-hmm. And then when we get home, we did enjoy making crafts, some of the crafts through our club.
Well, that's good. So you said that you've been an Extension Homemaker most of your life. So what do you think has touched you the most about Extension Homemakers?
Well, I've enjoyed all the services that we've had. I've enjoyed the meetings. I've enjoyed meeting the new people in the county at our county meetings. And also the state meetings that I have attended.
So do you think you've met a lot of friends through Extension Homemakers?
Made a lot of friends
that you wouldn't have met otherwise?
That's right. I sure.
That's good. It's always a good way to mm-hmm. meet new people and have lasting relationships with other people. So what has been your favorite event or activity as an Extension Homemaker?
I think my favorite would be our county council meetings. We get to meet it with the rest of the homemakers in the county. And then I enjoy helping, having projects, our club having projects and helping with the community events that mm-hmm. That we can help with.
So what do you think has been your least favorite?
Uh-oh. Well, I've enjoyed all of it, but I guess the least enjoyable would be fundraisers. Mm-hmm. We have to have fundraisers to have money so that we can have our projects mm-hmm. going to help other people in our community. So I guess the least favorite would be our fundraisers, even though we do it.
Right, right. Some people that just isn't their thing, I guess, to, you know, ask for money or do things involving money. So I can see where
sure.
that could be mm-hmm. the least favorite. With anything that, you know, goes on for a long time, there's going to be different changes that take place. What changes have you experienced or noticed in the Extension Homemakers organization?
Oh, I've experienced a lot of changes since I first started going. When I first started going, I went to learn how to feed my family, mm-hmm. how to cook and sew and can. And now I go mostly to meet our friends and to have association with the council, and so I think there's a lot of difference. Mm-hmm.
And then with change of the name and the different county agents. Name.
And I also remember when we made. We had Cannon Kitchens, mm-hmm. and we had one at the Overcup Methodist Church, and we made cotton mattresses, so I'm way back there.
So do you have any pictures of you making the mattresses?
No, I don't think my mom had a camera. Uh-huh. I think we just didn't have any cameras, you know, back then. And I remember meeting, and as I was pretty young then, and I remember beating the cotton to make the mattresses, mm-hmm. and each family got a new mattress, cotton mattresses, and that was exciting back then.
Yeah. So interesting. So that sounds like a lot of work. Was it actually fun making the mattresses?
It was fun for me. It might not have been fun for the mm-hmm. parents, but I remember beating the cotton and the big long needle that we sewed the mattresses up with. That was really astonishing for me.
So about how long would it take to make one mattress?
Well, I know we'd make about two in a day.
Wow.
But there would be several working. And you were allotted, according to the amount of people in your family, you were allotted that many mattresses. And I know our family got two because there were seven of us kids and we got got to make two of them.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I never thought about how long it might take and the amount of people yeah. that it would mm-hmm. take to actually make a mattress.
But it was fun. It was fun then because we would just beat that cotton. I remember that so vividly, mm-hmm. that cotton we had fun and we would have, I don't know, some kind of paddles that we beat the cotton with, and then they put it on the form and sew it up.
So where would you get the cotton from and all the materials?
Well, it was furnished through the Extension Service, and I don't know, all that material was finished, and you was allotted so many, and I don't know how they got it. I guess it was a government funding.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would kind of go in along with, you know, the changes the Extension Office.
It would, yes.
Is not providing
Definitely,
those services
yes.
anymore. So has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people in general?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. It's taught me a lot. It's I've learned to love all everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody that wants to join is welcome. And we just have fun along with learning. And I have enjoyed it, or I wouldn't have kept going.
Good. So are there any other memories or experiences that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, I can remember when I was really small, we had it was a session on how to dress to go to school. Back then, people didn't dress up to go to school like we do now, and the boys wore overalls, and my mom made me a pretty little dress out of a feed sack.
Wow.
And I modeled it in front of the homemakers at the Central Ward School that used to be here in Marlton. But we got on stage, and I remember that so well, that I modeled that pretty little dress, and I thought it was so pretty, made out of a feed sack.
So how old were you?
Well, I was probably 5 because I was fixing to go into school. Okay. I was between 5 or 6. I'm not sure which. But I know I walked across the stage with this little boy that had on a pair of overalls, and that was the appropriate wear for boys. And girls wore dresses then, so that was...
I think things have changed.
Have changed so much. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I can think of?
I don't think of anything exactly anymore. I think I've said enough.
Well, Wanda, we thank you so much for all your contributions to Extension Homemakers, and we certainly thank you for sharing your time and your memories with us today.
You're just welcome. Glad to be here. Thank you.